Welcome back to yet another episode. I'm so pumped because today it's going to be a solo episode, and we are talking about something that a lot of people in this industry hate trying to figure out, and it's how to capture client testimonials and everything that comes with it. Because as we know, just because you capture the testimonial, a lot of people get stalled on where do I showcase it, what do I do with it, how do I store it. So in today's episode, I'm going to help you crack that code. And so we're going to be diving into some fun things around testimonials today. We're going to talk about what the power of actual testimonials and how and why we should be gathering them from our clients. When and where to actually ask for these testimonials. We're going to be talking also about showcasing them. So after we've gathered all these testimonials, where should I store them for us to be able to use in the future, and also where to highlight them in these different platforms to showcase them to prospects that might be interested in working with you. We're also going to talk about how to respond to negative testimonials, because I can tell you right now, negative testimonials and negative feedback will happen inevitably. It might not happen often, but when it does, how do we actually handle them professionally? And then also, I'm going to be diving into sharing your client wins that are bigger than just testimonials. So I'm so pumped for today's episode. And if you've been dying to learn about unique ways to capture those testimonials, this is going to be the episode for you. Do you ever feel like if you had actionable systems in place that it can actually take your practice to the next level? Can you imagine the freedom you'd gain from finally getting everything out of your head and into a system that can help you move things on autopilot? Do you ever feel like you want to hire help for your practice, but you just don't know where to start? Trust me, I get it, and you're not alone. But it doesn't have to be this way. You're kick-ass at doing the bookkeeping and accounting work. There's no doubt about that. But you struggle to maintain the systems and operations of your business. Am I right? But don't worry, that's where I come in, the workflow queen. I'm going to guide you on how to implement tech, systems, and automation in your practice so you can scale bigger, hire better, and break through to the next level. I can't wait to support you here on the Conquering Workflows and Systems for Bookkeepers and Accountants podcast with your host, Alyssa Lang. Hey, everyone, and welcome back. I'm so pumped for this episode because I feel like this is a topic that I hear a lot of other bookkeepers and accountants really talk about and want more tips and advice on. So I felt like this is a really great time of the year to really bring up the topic of client testimonials. How do we gain them? When do we ask for them? Where do we actually store these? Where do we showcase these testimonials? There's so many questions around this that I really wanted to just take the time to record a podcast episode for anybody who might need to hear it or might be struggling with gathering those testimonials, how to really share those client wins and really use them to your advantage, because we are powerful individuals as what we do. We really help a lot of businesses, and we want to make sure that we are sharing with the world how happy our clients are, or, you know, the wins that we've created for them. And so I'm just so pumped to be recording this because I feel like I've kind of nailed the whole testimonial thing. And so I'm very, very excited about it. So I first want to start off by prefacing a couple of different things. So number one, if you're new and you are just starting out in your business and your bookkeeping journey or your accounting journey, and you have zero clients, and you're probably telling yourself, well, Alyssa, how am I going to do this? How am I going to gather testimonials for clients that are non-existent? Don't worry. When those clients do come around, you can still gather those testimonials. But just remember that you can still gather testimonials from people talking about you as an individual. However, if you're going to go that route, I do not recommend that you say that that person is a colleague. That you're not telling them that that person is a client when they're actually a colleague of yours. And so what I mean by that is you can gather testimonials from others in the industry who've maybe worked with you personally to get their testimonial directly related to you, not related to the work that you're performing within your business. So that's something I want to preface from the very beginning. As if you don't have clients yet, you can still have people who are really just hyping up you as an individual. Like I said, just don't make it seem like it's coming from a client. Just say like what my colleagues have said would be my recommendation. So I just want to start off with that. And then the other thing I want to say before we dive into all the goodness from today's episode is if you don't have testimonials, even if you have clients, doesn't mean that you're a terrible bookkeeper or accountant. It does not mean that you have done a terrible job. That's not what it means. Remember that business owners are so incredibly busy, just like us, every single day, that give them grace for if they don't have the time to create a testimonial. It's different when a client receives an email of an action they need to take for work that's performed within the scope of work that you're performing for them. For example, maybe you need a statement, or maybe you need them to answer a question about a check, or whatever that may look like for them. And then if they receive an email from you about a testimonial or a survey, they're most likely going to set that aside. And the reason why is because it's not needed and necessary to get the job done for like what they need. Us as individuals, we can find ourselves to be a little bit selfish, which is totally okay. We all are slightly selfish. And the same goes for the business owners we work with. They want what you're promising to deliver. And sometimes those testimonial requests and those surveys, as much as they would love to give you one, sometimes they just don't have time. And so in their mind, they probably know that, hey, I can get to this probably a little bit later. It's probably not needed right this minute. So just know that just because they don't fill it out and just because they don't give you one doesn't probably mean that they aren't having the best experience with you. So I just want to kind of preface that. So yeah, I'm super excited to dive into today's episode. So I'm going to cover a couple of things today. So we're going to talk about the power of testimonials. The next, we're going to talk about when and where to ask for testimonials, how to showcase the testimonials that you actually gather from your clients, how to actually respond to negative testimonials, because I can tell you the feedback sometimes can be negative, and also sharing your client wins. So sometimes we forget to share all those amazing things that we've done for our clients and how to actually showcase those and some tips I have around that. And then we're going to kind of close this episode out. And so I'm so excited. Grab a pen and paper. If you're on a walk or something, just come back to this episode. I am so pumped to dive in. So let's talk about the power of testimonials. So in my opinion, I think testimonials are one of the most credible things out there when it comes to, you know, for example, I'll talk about Amazon. You go to Amazon, you were highly recommended maybe by a friend of yours about a certain vacuum or a certain, you know, product or a certain thing. Typically, we're going to go to Amazon and we're also going to read through the different ratings and the things that people have said. Essentially, those are testimonials about what people had said about that actual product. I'm one of those people who do go through and read through what people say, and you know, if 85% of, you know, the reviews are positive and the other part is negative, I usually will go with that is probably going to be a positive experience. Because remember that sometimes one bad egg is not always going to be like going to make all the eggs bad, right? And so I just want to start like say that piece is that just think of it in the same sense as like you shopping for things or you even looking for another service provider. So for example, if maybe you want to hire a social media manager and you keep hearing about this specific one that everyone keeps talking about, that's building credibility. And that's like their form of testimonials because other people keep hyping them up. So it may be in the form of referrals. And then also maybe you are reaching out to those people who worked with them and said, you know, ask them like, hey, I would love to know your experience working with them. What are your tips and tricks at working with them? Was it positive? Was it negative? Same thing. So when I'm typically looking for someone to work with, I'm also looking for reviews. And sometimes your clients might even need to be connected to current clients, or prospects might be connected to current clients just to see if they can like chat through things with them. And so I really do believe that testimonials create that credibility. And like I said, if you don't have clients right now, that's totally okay. There are other forms and other ways that you can get testimonials about you as an individual, not you as your service, because you haven't yet delivered on that, right? And so it helps to build that trust too, because then people can see that there's real life people actually working with you, and they can read that heartfelt feeling and that the way that their words were used, whatever that looks like. So to me, I think testimonials go a really, really long way. I think it can transform the way that you use your business. And I think a lot of the times we fail to gather those testimonials because we're so in the midst of just doing the work and doing the client work all the time. And that's why I think this industry, I wish gave more, I don't know, confidence for other people about it's not just about the client work, people. Like I know testimonials have to do with the clients, but we're too focused on just doing the categorization that like we're stopping and failing to do all the other things in business. And so if we can take a step back and capture those testimonials, that helps us to really build out the business even further and actually build that credibility in the long term. So let's talk about when and where to ask for these testimonials. So let's talk about the ideal timing to request these testimonials. A lot of people say like maybe once a year, or we'll just like put it at the bottom of our email. I really think you need to be intentional about when you're actually asking for the testimonials. And for me, I wouldn't send out like a massive like annual testimonial request. Like let's just say it's every year on like the first of the year. I would never really send it all at the same time. And the reason why I say that is because every client's going to be onboarded at a different time frame. So let's just say that you sent it out on January 1st. Every single year, you sent out a testimonial request from your clients. Let's just say that someone was just onboarded 2 weeks ago. Their experience is not yet built up. So they might not even be able to give you any feedback or a testimonial or even support you in any capacity. Also, you know, it could be only a month that someone's been with you. So for me, what I like to do and how we do it in my business is that we wait until 3 months in. So the first 3 months we wait, we first get feedback. So we're not really there just to get testimonials and be kind of selfish in the sense of like saying, I only want you to say the positive things. We actually send them a survey first. So the survey comes first. In the survey, we actually have like, give us feedback about the company. What do you wish we did different? How was your onboarding experience? XYZ. At the very bottom, it says, if you want to leave a heartfelt testimonial, please do so. And this could be in something like a Google, you know, Google form or whatnot. So anyways, the reason why I say that is because first 3 months we do like more of a survey, and then like I think it's another 3 months after, so 6 months in, we then do an official testimonial request, which is has nothing to do with the survey. It's just purely, hey, we would love for you to provide a testimonial from us. Would you be willing to, you know, help us out and to be able to write one out or whatever that looks like for you? I would really appreciate that. So I would nail down that timing. And like I said, what we do in our Asana, because I use Asana for task management system. Inside of Asana, we actually have a task inside of our bookkeeping client project that tells us when they hit their 3 months or when they've hit their 6 months to send in the survey or versus the testimonial. So that's another thing as well, is that you can also put this in your task management system to remind you to stay on top of these things as well. Hey, listener, just wanted to quickly interrupt this episode today to ask you, have you been trying to find a better solution to actually taking payments from your clients? Then boy, do I have a solution for you. One of my absolute favorite pieces of tech is Pluto. Pluto is such a game changer in your business. It really helps you to allow you to be able to take payments easily from your clients through ACH. They also take credit card as well, but they have so many different options. One of the big perks to using something like Pluto over something like QBO and all the other options that we have out there for invoicing is because it is way more cost effective, and it has saved me thousands of dollars on those fees that we get taken out for invoicing our clients. So we no longer use QuickBooks Online in order to invoice our own clients. We now have migrated over to Pluto. And if you want to learn more about Pluto and check it out, it is amazing. They make such a seamless process for our clients to be able to add the ACH information, to ask them to authorize us to be able to take the automatic payment every single month, and saves us a ton of money in fees. You're just going to go to workflowqueen.com/Pluto. That's workflowqueen.com/Pluto to learn more. So let's talk about a couple of the ways to ask for these testimonials. Because a lot of times people are like, oh my gosh, why get these testimonial requests all the time? And it's overwhelming or whatever that looks like. So there's several different things that you can do. And from my experience, several of them have worked really well for me. One thing is asking for a Loom. That's LOOM. And so Loom is a screen recording software, and there are free versions of it. And so a lot of the times, if you're going to ask your clients to do a screen recording testimonial, I always like to give them like a recommendation of the software to use. So like for us, that recommendation is Loom. And so for Loom, what we do is we send like an email that just says several different ways that you can submit your testimonial. We like to like nail out several different options in the testimonial email. It'll be things like you can hop on a Zoom with us and we'll interview you in a very casual manner, and we'll, you know, chop it up and create it into like a video that we can use. Or you can send us a screen recording, you know, of you talking out the things that you love about working with us. Here's a couple of prompts that we recommend that you use if you're going to do it solo. Or you could fill out the simple Google form here. That's really, really helpful too, is just, you know, linking out to everything that you're recommending and everything you're mentioning. And so that way, like, the client doesn't have to do all the dirty work and have to figure things out. Another option too is in that same email, you could say something like, or you can just hit reply to this email and just write us out a testimonial. No matter the way that you inform that you do it, we would love to have you be a part of this. If you want to, depending on where you want to showcase these testimonials, if you want it to be somewhere on a Google Business page or maybe even your Pro Advisor website, then you will want to link those out as well. Just to kind of recap when to ask for the testimonials, just figure out an ideal timing. Like I said, we do a survey within 3 months of the client working with us, and that's mostly about like feedback on the company so we can make improvements, and then also has a little box for a testimonial inside that same Google form. And then we do 6 months and we do an official just testimonial request for the client. And from that testimonial request, it's inside of an email that essentially labels out all the different ways they can give us a testimonial. But don't overwhelm them, because if people don't like overwhelming decisions. So typically for us, it's like you can either send us a screen recording. We recommend Loom. It's free. Or book a call here with a link to a Calendly link to book a Zoom call. It's 15 minutes. We'll interview you. We'll chop it up and we'll make it pretty and put it on our website. Or you can fill out the simple Google form here. And if you want to, you can link out your Pro Advisor or your Google Business page. So those are a couple recommendations when it comes to when and where you're going to ask them and the different methods that you can use. Now, as far as when you're actually doing these interviews, so a lot of people ask me all the time, Alyssa, what do you ask when you're interviewing your clients when getting testimonials? There's a wide variety of things that you can ask them. This is something that I recommend you take the time to ask questions that aren't going to be, you know, yes or no answers, or yes, loved it, no, I hated it, whatever that looks like. The reason why I say that is because you want things that are heartfelt and things that are open. So you want the conversation to stay flowing, because sometimes we ask the first couple questions because we do have a script within our team. We have a couple questions that we ask the client, but then from there, like based off what they have told us, we then shift the conversation to maybe highlight, you know, maybe they said that they lowered their tax liability and it was incredible to see that they were able to use that money to buy a house, whatever that looks like. We could then shift that conversation and say like, well, what has that done for you? And so the whole point of these testimonials is you want to get deeper than just the transactional, which is, you know, how did we do in categorizing? Like, how did our reports, you know, turn out? You want to ask things like, what was your life like before you worked with us and after you worked with us? You want those things because people are really drawn into the benefits and also the way that people feel on the outcome or the way that you relieve something inside of their business or inside of their life. And so my recommendation is take some time. It doesn't have to be a long interview. It can really just be 15 minutes. And we just go in, and I believe that we use the, like, I have a Mac, so we use, like, and I think one of my other team members has a Mac too. We use the app that's like lives within the Mac, like computer, that essentially you can like edit videos, and it's really easy. There's also other softwares that can do this as well, and I'm blanking on the name of it. Hopefully, if you want the name of the software that can actually help you to edit the videos really easily online, just send me a note over on Instagram at Workflow Queen, and hopefully by then I'll remember the name of it, because at the top of my head right now, I cannot remember the name of it, but it's a really easy software that you can also use online that can help you edit your testimonials and where you can like add, you know, captions, a progress bar as the person's talking. And this is when we're talking about someone getting interviewed via Zoom on video. So you really just want to give the client options to be able to give different formats, because some people are really uncomfortable being on camera. Some people are uncomfortable, you know, doing their own individual screen recording video. And so you do want to give them other options where maybe typing it out is maybe what's going to be best for them. So let's talk about showcasing these testimonials. So where can we actually showcase these? Where is it going to benefit you? And the first thing I want to preface is, depending on where your people flock to is going to be where you want to showcase your testimonials. And so I'll kind of rework what I'm saying. So I niche specifically in my firm. We actually work with a lot of online course creators, content creators, and coaches. And a lot of them don't go to the ProAdvisor website to find a bookkeeper. And we've just found that based off talking to people in our niche. And they just don't go there. So for me, it doesn't make sense for us to showcase our testimonials on our ProAdvisor website, because we're not, our ideal audience is not there. And so for us, our ideal audience happens to be Instagram. So we'll showcase client wins in our highlights inside of Instagram. We also showcase them on our website. Those are some big things as well. So just keep in mind that depending on where your niche is flocking to is where you want to showcase those testimonials. So a couple of really straightforward ones is your website is a really easy one. I would have a routine in place. I think for us, it's every 6 months we go in, because we have every testimonial client gives us, we actually store it inside of Notion. Notion is where we keep like all information and data. So we store it inside of Notion. If it's like a video interview, then we're usually storing it inside of Google Drive. But essentially, we have a task every 6 months to review the testimonials that we've captured over the past 6 months to see if there's any of them. Because sometimes testimonials aren't very good. And sometimes it's just the way that a client articulates their words. It just might not be very heartfelt, but they have great intentions. But you want to showcase the best testimonials that have the best wins. So we'll go review them, and sometimes we'll take them and put them on the website. We'll put them to the appropriate places. So I do recommend that you have a place where you do store your testimonials. It makes life really, really easy. Another option too is your Google Business page. And so this is up to you. If your audience flocks to Google Business page, then really utilize that area. There's another option, the ProAdvisor website. So if that's really important to you, then maybe you want to link that out inside of your testimonial requests. Another really random option a lot of people don't think about is our email signatures. I know this is really crazy, but at the bottom of your email signature, you can have something like, feel free to book a call with us or whatever. But maybe you also have like a quick snippet. Don't make it long. Keep it short and sweet. Something that your client said about you guys. So that way, every time someone receives one of your emails, they're also receiving a testimonial that's included as well. You can also sprinkle your testimonials in, if you do have blogs or you do email newsletters, you can also sprinkle your testimonials within those. it doesn't need to just be a section called client wins and then all these different testimonials. You can do it like that. But my recommendation is that as you're telling a story inside your email newsletters, you're also saying, and this is how, you know, Mara felt about this, and this is what she had to say. It makes it more casual, and you want it to seem more genuine, right? So let's talk about responding to negative testimonials. So this might really throw you off. It is very rare that I've ever gotten on an actual interview call with someone and they've directly told me like there's negative feedback. A lot of times people like to hide behind maybe a Google form or a simple email. Sometimes they like to not, you know, have the light shined on them that they're going to say something negative, because sometimes it's really uncomfortable for people to say negative things. But just know that it can happen, and it won't happen very often, hopefully for you. But if it does, just be aware that it can actually happen. But let's talk about how to address that. So when negative feedback is given to you, take it very, very professionally. What I mean by that is listen. Do not defend yourself. Do not try to, overcomplicate it or confuse the client, whatever that looks like. Just listen. Just sit and listen to the negative feedback as much as it hurts, because we're so close to home with owning the business on top of receiving this negative feedback. Just know that it's all constructive criticism that can help you build the business better. So listen to what they have to say. And even tell them if you gain negative feedback, just let them know, hey, I'm going to take the next couple of days to think through what you had mentioned to me in your testimonial about the negative feedback. I really want to make some adjustments in the company, but I really need to assess kind of what you said. And take a couple of days. Come back. Let yourself cool off, because I can tell you from experience, negative feedback is going to hurt you. And it's going to suck at first, but then eventually over time, you're going to realize that sometimes a client just doesn't understand why you guys have to do something a certain way. So take a couple of days. And if that's the case, if maybe the reason why this is a negative experience for them is because there is a force, like maybe it's because you're forced to have to work with the IRS, like we don't have a choice, then you can at least take a couple days to generate a very, heartfelt email or response to them to say, I appreciate your feedback. These are the reasons why we have to do what we do. I understand where you're coming from, but also here's the things that we actually did mess up on and that we plan to actually implement and change because of your feedback. And we really appreciate it. People feel appreciated when they're heard when it comes to negative feedback instead of just reacting. I think sometimes it's overwhelming. Like I said, we're very emotional when it comes to our own business. My recommendation is really to think through how can we turn that negative feedback into an opportunity for improvement. So a lot of times it might be a process issue. It might be a person issue. So if you're getting negative feedback about a team member, then maybe it's a great time to like really reevaluate that team member, right? So don't freak out if you get a negative testimonial or you get negative feedback about the company. It will happen every once in a while, and just take that for what it is and make some changes, right? So the last thing I wanted to touch on before we're done with this episode today is I want to talk about sharing client wins. So you might be like, Alyssa, isn't a client win a testimonial? Yes, but there's more to it. So asking your clients for a testimonial is one thing versus sharing your client wins that are things that you guys see have happened within your clients. So for example, we have a current client of ours who actually quit her job last year this time, and she's been working with us for about a year and a half now, and she was on a mission to quit her job. She did, and she was like, I want to make six figures in my business by myself. And I was like, okay, let's do it, girl. Like, I'm so pumped for her. She was actually a consulting client on a quarterly basis, and she's actually a quarterly bookkeeping client as well. And so the other day we got on a call and she was at like $96,000 or something for the year. And I remember getting on the call with her and just being like, my friend, I'm so excited for you because you're guaranteed to hit six figures based off her trends. Like, she's guaranteed to hit six figures by the end of this year of 2023. And so that's a win. You don't have to say the person's name. Like, you don't have to blast out that client on social media or blast out that client on your website. But you can sure use that information on your website to say, we helped consult our client from quitting their job to hitting their first six figures. There are definitely ways that you can use these wins. A great example of this is cleanups. Oh my gosh, I can't tell you how many times I see bookkeepers missing this opportunity. Take your cleanups, like the very beginning of your cleanups, download all the reports before you touch anything, download all the reports, balance sheet, P&L, cash flow, a statement of cash flow, all that stuff, download it. At the end of your cleanup, re-download all those same reports, and I want you to do a comparison of the changes of the things that you guys improve that help them with maybe lowering their tax liability, or maybe you found 120K of overstated income, or maybe you help them with, you know, lowering their costs of goods sold or upping their expenses or finding new deductions. There are so many ways that I feel like this industry is missing out on these opportunities. And those don't have to be from the clients. The clients won't know those numbers. Only you can, because you're behind the scenes. Another example is if you go to my website, magneticbookkeeping.com, for my bookkeeping firm, I believe it's in our like services page. I can't remember the exact website page. But if you go to one of our pages, there should be something at the top that says client wins. And essentially, you could see that it doesn't have any clients' names. It just says like real wins that we've created for people. So like X dollar amounts of overstated income, like, you know, and then another one was like, we've helped consult one of our clients to have her average invoice value upped by $1,200. Like, you could see different numbers of wins. And so I really recommend that you take those numbers and showcase them. Don't ever use client sensitive information or identifying information. I can tell you that right now. Don't be taking a P&L and putting it on your website for a client. Like, that is just, I think, really just out of line, unless the client actually 100% agrees to that. But I doubt any business owner would be okay with you posting their P&L. So just something to keep in mind. You can always share your client wins as well. Just don't make things up. I can't tell you how many times like I've seen people like make stuff up just in hopes that someone would trust to work with them. And I just think that's really like, it's the opposite of credible in my opinion. It's really hard to find credible people to work with, because a lot of people can gain a lot of different things from so many different ways to showcase them everywhere by just saying them versus actually doing them. And so just be a credible human being and share the wins, share the testimonials, showcase it in whatever capacity makes the most sense for you, and create a system around capturing these testimonials and storing them and actually utilizing them. So I'm so excited, because testimonials are probably one of my favorite things. I love to hear the wins. Also, a great way to use testimonials is not even for the business. It's really selfishly for you. There are so many days where I have like a down day, or I want to light the business on fire, which I'm a lot of people probably listening have also felt those same days, where sometimes I read my testimonials from either students here at Workflow Queen or even my clients at Magnetic and realize the reason why I'm doing something. So the testimonials can go even further. So to summarize this podcast episode, we talked about the power of testimonials, when and where to ask for your testimonials, how to actually showcase them, how to respond to those negative testimonials, and also sharing your client wins. I really hope you enjoyed this episode. And if you have found a unique way to capture testimonials, come share it with me on Instagram. You can find me at Workflow Queen, or shoot me an email at support@workflowqueen.com. I cannot wait to hear the ways that you guys are capturing your testimonials. Thank you for tuning in to yet another episode of our Conquering Workflows and Systems for Bookkeepers and Accountants podcast with your host, Alyssa Lang, the founder and owner of Workflow Queen. If you've enjoyed today's episode, please leave us a review on iTunes and share this episode with a fellow bookkeeper or an accountant on social media, and also tag me on Instagram at Workflow Queen. The more that we work together to get this out in front of other people, the better I can help to serve this industry to create more solid systems and processes. Now, go take what you learned from today's episode and apply it into your practice so you can finally give yourself the brain space and freedom that you deserve. I can't wait to see you unfold throughout your journey, and thank you so much for tuning in to yet another episode. See you next time.